It's time for a live edition of the Calgary Stampeders Report on a game day. In fact, about half an hour away from kickoff at BMO Field in Toronto. Argos and Stampeders. Calgary looking for a fourth consecutive win. Welcome back to Pinder and Steinberg. It's time to welcome in our Sportsnet 960 Stampeders insider, an all-round good human being. Matty Rose joins us now. Hello, Matty.
What's going on, boys?
Not much. It's Stampeders game day. And
It is.
Double game day. Yeah.
It's a Flames and Stampeders game day. What do we know about the depth chart? There's plenty of changes for this week 15 matchup.
Yeah, especially on the Stamp side of things. A couple big ones, too. Reggie Bagleton, the league's leading receiver, out. So Aaron Peck will come in. He's a guy who's been here since training camp but hasn't seen a regular CFL start yet. So talked to him yesterday. He's very excited for the opportunity. Big-bodied guy, 24 years old. I'm really excited to kind of come in and do a little bit of help with the receiving group. Corey Greenwood on the defensive side is out. He's the linebacker who's leading the league in defensive plays. So we're seeing Evan Foster onto the roster as a linebacker, and he was just signed on September the 17th. He's actually naturally a defensive end, but because they are dealing with injuries to Greenwood and Norman, they've got him lined up as a linebacker for this one. Just 9 games played. He's a former third rounder of the Argos in 2017, 27 years old. He'll be the third-string linebacker. Yukonry Williams on the offensive line back in. He's been the center this year, but he won't be playing center. He'll bounce out to left tackle, which is interesting because in training camp they wanted him to be playing one of those tackle positions, and they were going to go Sevier at center with Bergman and Erdos on either side of him. Erdos had a season-ending injury, so Sevier moved out to the right guard. Yukonry Williams played center, and then it was Nila Cassitati who was kind of the fifth lineman there. So Cassitati's actually going to come out. He's on the one-game injury list. And Derek Dennis, a former most outstanding lineman in the league, is going to go from left tackle to right tackle. Also, Deshaun Downey, defensive end, coming onto the lineup. He'll help as Dwayne Norman, who I mentioned earlier, was out with that concussion. Don Jackson off the roster. Jabbar Westerman is in, which probably means that Vincent Desjardins will be the reserves. They are back to just the 20 Americans on the roster. Rather, the last 2 weeks, it was 21 with Don Jackson. He ended up being the reserve.
So that's a lot of changes on the depth chart. And we know there are some changes at receivers. So Markeith Ambles has been out for a little while. Reggie Bagleton is out for this week 15 game. We know how much experience Eric Rodgers has. We know how good Eric Rodgers is. But after Rodgers, this group of receivers is pretty thin on CFL experience. How does that play into tonight's game?
Extremely thin. Like, Eric Rodgers is having a great season. He's leading the league in touchdowns. He had a really good game last week. Coming off his best receiving game this season, caught 8 of 11 targets, 120 yards, and a touchdown. It was his second 100-yard game of the season. But after Eric Rodgers, you look at this receiving group, Josh Huff, who's played a few games here and there, really didn't impress too much in the most recent contest. Aaron Peck, who I talked about a little bit. And then you got the three Canadians, Colton Hunchak, who was the last draft pick in this most recent draft. But he showed some talent, and he's got some physical attributes that make him interesting. Michael Klukas, who we all know of for being extremely slow on the roster. And then Herjee Mayala is the backup wide receiver. And he was the guy who was the first-round pick for the Stampeders. And it's not necessarily that, you know, Hunchak is playing better than Mayala, but Mayala does a little bit more on the outside, so that's kind of where he's lined up. And those three will kind of cycle in throughout the game. And then Andreas Delgado will be their global player as well, another receiver who actually got an offensive snap last week, which we haven't seen a lot of that for him. But as far as experience goes, there's not a whole lot. Nobody except for Eric Rodgers has scored a touchdown in the CFL. Altogether, they have amassed 500 yards receiving and played in 43 games. You compare that to S.J. Green on the other side of the ball. He's not even the top receiver in Edmonton, but he's one of the league's all-time kind of leading receivers. He's starting to get up there in his career. 163 games played, 9,839 yards, and 58 touchdowns in his time in the CFL. So if you're measuring experience, Argos definitely have a little bit of an edge in, as far as it goes on the receivers.
Matty Rose is with us, a live Calgary Stampeders report. Stamps and Argos are about half an hour away from kickoff at BMO Field in Toronto. Matty, this is a 2-9 Argos team, but you don't necessarily see this as an easy matchup for the Stampeders. How come?
No, I don't. And there's a few factors that go into this. The Stamps have won 11 straight against the Argonauts. Bo has never lost against the Argonauts. Those are things that work in the Stampeders' favor. But apart from that, the Argos only have 2 wins on the season. When they played in Week 6 here in Calgary, you ask any of the Stamps about this game, and they remember that being a hard-fought game. That was no walk in the park. That wasn't like a couple seasons ago when they busted up the Tabby 60-1 at home. That was a hard-fought victory. And in that win, McLeod Bethel-Thompson threw 4 interceptions, but he also had 2 drives where he threw 7 straight completions, and both of them ended in touchdowns. The Argos are coming out of a bye. The Stamps are going into a bye, their final bye of the season, and many of them aren't even coming back to Calgary after this. There's no media availability after this. It's going to be play the game, you do your availability after right. that, and you guys are on your bye. So that's a factor as well. The Argos are coming off a win. They're only their second win, but it was a blowout win over the Ottawa Redblacks. This is a team that has believed in themselves for quite a while as well. They got Bear Woods back. He's going to be a starter. He had 9 defensive tackles against Ottawa last week, and he wasn't even a starter. Granted, Herdman Reed got hurt, so they do have to make some changes there, and he'll be going to the middle as a result. So they got a bit of a boost on the back end. McLeod Bethel-Thompson is playing excellent football right now. I mentioned the last time he played against the Stamps, but 12 touchdowns to 3 interceptions in the 6 games that he has played since throwing 4 interceptions at McMahon Stadium. He's got 2 400-yard passing games in his last 4 outings, and he's really starting to click with his receivers. S.J. Green and Darrell Walker were the top 2 receivers in the last 2 weeks that the Argos played, not the most recent week because they were on a bye, but they were both the leading receivers. And James Lawler Jr. is starting to heat up too. He had 3 touchdowns against the Redblacks, so there's a lot of reason that I don't think this game is going to be a walk in the park for the Stampeders.
Where are you specifically on McLeod Bethel-Thompson as a starter in the CFL?
You know what? I think he's really getting there. Like, this is a guy who has had some maybe tough luck with some of the stuff going on around him with that Argos team. This is a club that, they're 2-9, not necessarily because lack of skill and lack of heart. Like, we've seen that in BC more so than we've seen in Toronto this year, for my money. This is a team that, you know, takes a silly penalty here or there, turns the ball over at super inopportune times. This is a team that, you know, maybe a few tweaks away, I think that they're in a pretty good spot. McLeod Bethel-Thompson has been a big part of kind of this team, maybe, you know, believing in themselves despite the record being what it was. Like, they're consistently putting up 300-yard passing games. Their rushing offense is just terrible. It's like one of the worst in the leagues. If they can get that going, and McLeod Bethel-Thompson doesn't turn the ball over like he's shown in his last 6 games, then this guy's starting to look like a bona fide starter. And he's got weapons around him too. He just needs to be protected and, you know, maybe be a little bit more careful when he's throwing the ball downfield. So this is going to be an interesting game because, like I said, 4 interceptions last time he played Calgary, only 3 since. The Stamps can force some turnovers. They should win this game.
He's Matty Rose, our Stampeders insider. 2 more for you. First of all, give us the keys. How do the Stampeders come out of Toronto with a 4th consecutive victory tonight?
Like I just said, you got to get the turnovers, but on top of that, you got to capitalize on the turnovers. That hasn't been something that this team has been bad at all season long. They actually lead the league in points off turnovers with 93. The next best team is Winnipeg with 63. So if you turn the ball over to the Stamps, they're making you pay for it. So that's going to be a key to victory. Limit the damage through the air. McLeod Bethel-Thompson, as I just talked about, leads the league in passing yards. He also leads the league in games where he's passed for more than 300 yards. So you got to make sure you're limiting the damage that they can do through the air. And obviously what goes hand in hand with that is keeping the run game to what Toronto's kind of been doing with their run game all season long. They're not trying to rush the ball a lot. Like, they're in bottom 3 in rush attempts, as are the Stampeders, but you got to limit what they can do on the ground and through the air. Through the air is the obvious one. And don't turn the ball over. Don't give this Argonauts team an extra chance. You need some of these young receivers to step up in a game where perhaps they will have an opportunity. This Argos team is ranked last in the league when it comes to allowing completions of over 30 yards or more, so I wouldn't be surprised if Levi Mitchell tries to take some shots to some of those speedier receivers like a Josh Huff or a Michael Klukas on the outside, and really tries to get the big Aaron Peck involved in this game too. I think those will probably be the keys to victory here. And, you know, be good on special teams.
Final thought. Give us the clinching scenarios. What do we need to know about this game and how the Stamps may or may not be able to clinch a playoff spot?
If the Stampeders win this game and BC wins the game tomorrow, they're playing in Ottawa at 5 o'clock, then the Stampeders will clinch. So, granted, clinching in the CFL is not necessarily the same in a lot of other sports because 6 of the 9 teams are going to go to the postseason. And once you do that, it's about getting, you know, clinching first place, clinching a home field game in the divisional round, that type of stuff. So clinching is, you know, important to this team, but we're at the point in the season where if they don't end up going to the playoffs, that would be an absolute travesty. Yeah. So right now they're looking to clinch. If they do so, they'll do it for the 15th straight time, which would tie the fifth longest streak in the CFL, a streak set by the Riders from 62 to 76. But yeah, it would still be a nice little thing to kind of, you know, a little feather in the cap as they come home and head into their bye to know, all right, we'll rest, we'll relax, we'll reset, and we come back and we got 5 games and we got to win these 5 games to make sure that we are playing at home in the postseason. We don't want to go on the road. We sure as hell don't want to be the crossover. We want to play at home. We want to help our fans play at home for more than just the Grey Cup.
Good stuff, Matty. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk to you in the second intermission of the game.
Yeah, we'll have a little recap, I think. It should be probably be done by then. So, yeah, looking forward to it, boys. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.